So we're really going to talk about Dominique Strauss-Kahn?
Yeah.
I only have one question. Who's cleaning that house? You know what I mean? And I won't ask it during the segment.
No.
I will not ask it.
Do
I
not.
Will not. Todd Zwillick joins us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
Any thoughts on what Ron Christie was saying about the GOP field there and that pretty interesting discussion of politics, both the ups and downsides of the GOP challenges in 2012?
Yeah, you know, intrigued by Ron Christie's naming of Rick Perry, governor of Texas down there, as a potential dark horse. He's right. Rick Perry says up and down he's not running. But a governor from Texas, a well-known politician from Texas who's pretty popular, might see his chance to jump in now. You know, when Mitch Daniels said over the weekend that he's out, remember last week we talked about that A-list of candidates?
Right.
It's pretty thin. No Huckabee, no Daniels on the A-list. Romney's up there. The A-list needs a little, the adult table needs a few more people at it here.
Well, some of the Bs are going to be looking to graduate, that's for sure. Yeah. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Those are the characters and the personalities that are a swirl, but they're also issues a swirl, particularly in this special election for Congress in upstate New York. What do you think?
Yeah. Now, remember Congressman Chris Lee? Celeste, you remember him, the shirtless Craigslist guy. This is his seat. We're talking about rural western New York, just sort of everything east of Buffalo. That's the district we're talking about. There's a special election tomorrow. And the reason why we're worried about a seat in the New York 26th is because Medicare is figuring heavily in this race. That Paul Ryan budget, that controversial vote that all but four Republicans voted for in the House of Representatives, the one that Newt Gingrich said he was against and earned the ire of his entire party overnight. Well, Democrats have done everything they can to make that vote all about this race. And you know what? The Democrat, Kathy Hochul, is about 6 points up in a Republican district. Yep.
Let's hear the voices, Todd, and then give us a sense of who these people are and how these issues are playing. We'll begin with Kathy Hochul.
Our effort is very intense, a lot of phone calls, thousands of phone calls, thousands of knocks on the door, rain or shine, we're out there.
And we've also got Jack Davis.
I'm ahead of Jane. She's the spoiler. They should be jumping on my ship.
He's a Tea Partier.
Jack Davis, John, Jack Davis is a self-identified Tea Partier who's been attacked by Tea Party Express and other Tea Party groups for not being a real Tea Partier. They accuse him of trying to tank the Republican, Jane Corwin. Here's Jane Corwin.
We've got a great ground team. We're going to go out there, you know, help people get out the vote. And at the end of the day on Tuesday, I think I'll be very happy.
Yeah. Now, look, here's the thing. This is a Republican district. Jane Corwin is down by about 6 points. The truth is we can't know whether this is really about Jane Corwin's sort of weakness as a candidate and a campaigner, whether Democrats are just better at special elections. But Democrats have made this race about the Medicare vote. They forced Jane Corwin to endorse the Ryan budget. And, of course, seniors are out in droves saying don't cut Medicare, don't change Medicare. So Democrats want you to believe that this is the first sign that Paul Ryan budget, that Medicare vote that all but four Republicans voted for, is the death knell for Republicans in 2012. That's what they want you to think.
Right.
So we'll see.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about the 26th Congressional District in New York, a first real voter test, possibly, of the Paul Ryan budget. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.